running around here who think they got evicted. Now, if you think you got evicted and you can tear a piece of pussy out, then let me hear you. Just as I thought, not one motherfucking word. Well, my name is Sweet Pussy Pauline, and I got something that I want to share with you this evening. Now, I know a lot of you see these girls walking around here with all this ass. Some of you feel like you want to put your face in it and go, woo, but I mean, you just don't know what to do. I recently had an incident the other evening. Motherfucker, climbing up on top of me, the littlest dick you ever seen in your motherfucking life. He had the nerve, girl, the unmitigated gall to look into my pretty brown eyes and say, am I hurting you? I said, hurting you? Hurting me? Motherfucker, you are tickling me. Get this little ass dick out of me. Leave the chains on the dresser and hit the door. You see, I don't have to put up with that shit no more. I like the kind of motherfucker that know where I'm coming from. I like the kind that realize the fact that the angle of the dangle is supposed to be proportional to the heat of the meat, baby. And if you can't heat up your meat for me, Sweet Pussy Pauline, then you are not doing your job properly. If you can't come up to me and say, look, bitch, put one leg on the ceiling and the other one near the closet door. Take 15 steps back and dive in this good hot pussy. Woo shit. I'm starting to feel it right here. I'm getting kind of worked up. Now, I know a lot of you out there have these motherfuckers come up to you talking all this shit about what they can do and what they got. Oh, baby, I got 12 inches. I got 9. I mean, you get them home. It's only 2, so between home and your place, they lost 10 inches somewhere. But I want to tell you about this. I like a motherfucker that can give me an injection of affection through the midsection without objection, baby. Woo! Do you understand where I'm coming from? Uh-huh. I thought you could. Well, let me tell you about this one particular motherfucker that I met just the other evening. I mean, he comes over to the house, smelling all good. We get to the bedroom, and he take his shirt off. Now, he's standing there flexing this narrow-ass chest with these miniature-ass shoulders. I gotta kind of clean my eyes out just to make sure I can see it. You know what I'm saying? You get on down to the waistline. I mean both waistlines, cause it looks like you got two. Then he slides the pants on up. But he kinda turn around. Now ass is okay if that's what you like, but it's what the fuck that counts. Then you slide the pants on off and you turn around kinda slow. Oh shit, wait a minute, man. Quick motherfucker, do you play baseball? Where the fuck that club come from? I know you ain't gonna put all that in me. Woo! You should have seen this motherfucker, big old hateful notorious club girl. Woo! I said, come on, motherfucker. I put one leg on the headboard and the other one just across the dresser. I'll tear this pussy up. Work this motherfucking pussy, you ugly black bean eating son of a bitch. I'm starting to feel it right now. Wait a minute, motherfucker, where you going? What the fuck you mean you threw? Did I bring oatmeal home 3 minutes and you're done? Wait, motherfucker, get back on this pussy and do your job properly. Woo! Work this motherfucking pussy, you ugly fish-eyed fool. Woo! Don't scream for your mama now. She probably got it like this to get your ugly motherfucking ass here. Work it, motherfucker. Work me up. Oh, it's just so sweet. Woo! Just tear it up like newspaper, cause it ain't built right now.